Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we're back, and we should have Jonathan Ellenoff of We Are Change Colorado on in a moment. But first, I want to go over the story I was just talking about. How safe are vaccines? Well, they're admitting, and I think it might actually be a little bit more than this, that by the time your child is 2 years old, they get 28 vaccinations. 28 vaccinations. Think about that. It's a lot. Okay? And then they're saying, oh, only 2 to 3% are opting out. I'd say it's more to 5 to 10% and really growing to 10 to 20% after people like Oprah Winfrey give this a forum to mainstream America. After people like Jenny McCarthy and Jim Carrey march on Washington saying, look, they have thimerosal in the vaccines. It's a poison. It causes autism. My kid got autism from the shots. He wasn't born autistic. He obviously got it from the shots. And the one thing I don't agree with is the fact that they're wearing shirts that say green are vaccines. No, just take the poison out, okay? We don't need to put this in with the green movement, okay? That's just ridiculous. See, that's more propaganda trying to promote, you know, let's go green. We all need to recycle and we need to have a carbon tax for global warming. It's great. Yeah, so I don't really approve of that, but at least they're coming out. They're saying, look, vaccines are bad. And I do like the fact that they're showing that it's not just a religious waiver, it's also a philosophical exemption waiver. But schools are really trying to rush towards getting rid of that as well. You know, they have total tyranny, total color law. There's no law saying you have to take this stuff. Look, it's poison. Mercury is not good for your brain. No matter how many times the local news runs an ad saying that mercury helps your brain, it's not true. It's poison. Poison. So I'm only thankful, you know, that my buddy's waking up, that, you know, he is a teacher. He can influence other people, you know, in the administration, you know, at his school and say, look, you know, this isn't good. And I just want to give big props to him, you know, for doing that, because it takes some bravery to do that. All right. We have Jonathan Ellenoff on the line. And in case you didn't know, We Are Change Colorado last week was arrested for handing out DVDs for free. The police claimed that this was peddling, even though they were not taking any money, and that what they were doing was covered under free speech. It's the same thing as when you're handed a pamphlet, a booklet, you know, a poster, a card, information. That's all a DVD is. Yet, they decided to arrest some people, didn't they, Jonathan?
That's right, they did. And the funny thing is I just posted a video today that we found in our archives when Sander Hicks was out a while back, when cops had showed up at the exact same location on 16th and Walton, and they were actually called on us. Somebody called the cops, a local security guard called the cops, because they said, well, handing out DVDs was illegal. And Sander then debated with them right there. The cops showed up. We got this all on camera, by the way, and the police officer said, no, of course it's not illegal. What you're doing is protected by the First Amendment. Try not to block the sidewalks, and he told us to have a nice day. And drove off.
And that's posted over at loosechange911.com. Both videos or just that one?
Yes, both videos. So people can see clearly the Denver police must be confused on where their stance is, because I've got video of them basically on both sides of this issue.
Well, I'm very glad that you have that, because that's going to be presented in court. I don't want to see these people settle. I don't want to see them take a ticket for what they've done. Look, we're trying to save this country, Jonathan. We're trying to give out free information that literally, folks, it's life or death. Life or death information. If you don't know, the government, our government, is involved in false flag terror. You need to know, okay? You need to know the system is controlled. Okay, we got Jonathan Ellenoff from We Are Change Colorado. I am Jason Burmis. Remember, Truth Rising, coming to PrisonPlanet.tv. July 4th, and it'll be shipping out just around that time, too. So definitely check it out. It's the 9/11 Chronicles. Badass film by Alex Jones. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror.
Loose Change Final Cut, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, The Late Great USA, America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back with Jonathan Ellenoff of We Are Change Colorado. But before we get back into the fact that, you know, we still do have a First Amendment, we are allowed to give out free DVDs and information. Again, trying to spread the truth, I want to thank a couple of our sponsors. Our sponsors make this show possible, make things like Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.net, and JonesReport.com possible. We all know that stress weakens your mind, inhibiting your ability to focus on the things that truly matter. Fight back with Enerfood. Practically every one of us up here are absolutely addicted to this stuff, and for all the best reasons. Again, there really is Enerfood in the office. I should actually grab a can of that. You know, people throw it in their coffee in the morning, their juice. Enerfood is nature's 100% all-natural organic superfood with no GMOs, fillers, or sweeteners, just 20 power-packed ingredients that will sharpen your mind and give you the energy you need. You get everything you need. For less than a dollar a day, go to www.enerfood.com. That's enerfood.com, or go to Infowars.com. Click on the big banner. The number is 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. And I got to tell you, after taking the stuff, I don't know, my brother is big into those throttle drinks and Red Bull and all that stuff. I can't drink that stuff. It's syrupy. It tastes like gross. It's got caffeine in it. It's like a big boost. Ugh, it's just totally and completely disgusting. Now, when I first tried Enerfood, I was like, I tried it like 2:30 in the morning. You know, it was like my first week here. I'm really trying to drive this movie through. And I was shocked at the energy boost that I got. And I really didn't get a crash. That was what was weird to me. It wasn't a crash. It was kind of a slow mellow out, you know, kind of goes away. But Enerfood's good stuff, guys. Also, new Vitality Aloes. With all the junk we eat, it's important to do your very best to take care of our digestive system. New Vitality, one of our great sponsors, has a product called Aloes. Aloes is an herbal dietary supplement developed to support healthy digestive function and even helps maintain weight loss. Aloes' all-natural ingredients nutritionally support regularity and assist your body in removing accumulated waste. It contains 30 synergistically balanced natural herbs and enzymes that work together to improve overall health. You can go to Infowars.com, find the banner, or you can call 1-800-569-4056. That's 1-800-569-4056. Now, Jonathan, you've really taken off this year, really bull by the horns is how I like to call it. I mean, you started the We Are Change chapter in Colorado. You've confronted numerous political figures about the New World Order, globalization, 9/11. I mean, you're all over the place, and you're not too busy to educate the little guy, which is what we're about. I mean, you're out on the streets handing out DVDs, and now they're trying to criminalize that. Why don't you just go over that?
Well, you know, obviously we got a coming police state. Well, we're already actually in a police state. We've been in one for a while. I think we've got a coming martial law, more intensive police state. And for those who don't know, actually martial law is really already going on if you look at some of the acts that were passed, executive orders. So the military and the police have all kinds of exempted kinds of powers and privileges, and they're using them all the time. In Denver, for instance, for the DNC protests, they passed all these laws that are not just unconstitutional, but they're illegal. And I'll give you an example of one that they did. Like, for instance, you cannot protest, hold a sign, wear a shirt with a political ring to it, anything, without a permit.
And that was done in 2000 in Seattle, where literally people were not allowed to walk to work if they had an anti-WTO button on, folks. Free speech is over, but continue.
And in order to get these permits, you have to go through this lottery process, which is supposed to be transparent. It's not. And let's just say, hypothetically, you get one of these permits. You can't even go where you'd like to go and say what you'd like to say or wear what you want to wear. They have these designated free speech zones where you can go, and even then, the press is not going to be covering them because they're 2.25 miles away from the actual DNC convention itself. So we're talking major violation of civil liberties. I mean,
well, these free speech zones are there to squelch dissent. They're there to make the appearance that there is nobody upset with what's going on, and it's also there to try to appease those who think they have a First Amendment, Jonathan. I mean, they did this back in 2004 at the DNC over in Boston, which was absolutely ridiculous. Alex Jones got some really good pictures up on Infowars.com. If you go to the archives, and you can see the jackboot cops literally in big black uniforms. People were smart enough to scrawl 1984 into the sidewalks. And really, that to me was the beginning of this free speech zone mentality. You know, they're not going to give you a place where you're going to be heard. They're not going to give you a place where your message is going to get across. They're going to put you miles away from the event so you cannot have an effect. And they're saying, well, it's too bad. We're going to arrest you otherwise. What is going on with the DNC right now? I know you're still planning to go there. Who else is planning to go to the DNC?
Well, what's going on right now is I successfully dismantled two groups that looked like that they were actually planning demonstrations that were going to put protesters within arm's length of police officers. One protest was surrounding the Denver Mint, literally 25 feet from the actual county jail. And I actually effectively dismantled those groups. And most of the people who have broken away now from that group have formed a new group that is calling for nonviolence. In fact, I know many of the people in that group.
Which just shows the incredible power one person can have, folks. Jonathan Elinoff is making those changes. Continue.
Right, and I'm good friends with a lot of people. There's a new group called Alliance for Real Democracy, and it's a bunch of people who, they had no idea the groups I was talking about were going to be violent until they looked at the demonstrations that I helped expose, which not too many people knew about. I went to some core meetings and was able to get all this information out to the public, and they all agreed it was there was no message to the demonstrations. The demonstrations were designed to put people in aggravated situations and agitated situations that were going to put them literally within arm's length of cost. And they all broke away. They're making a big stance for peace. But I did a lot of harm to that group in terms of them. They can't get funding. All Penn State University is broken away from them. All these people are now breaking away from them. And it's been interesting. There's been a split. There's some people who don't like me because of the work I've had to make, the extra work people have now had to do because of what I was saying.
Well, I'm sorry. You know what? If they don't like it, it's too bad. If you're not going to follow the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, if you're going to try to provocateur an event where you throw pain on people, where you bring a shield, okay, where you try to upset police into attacking you, something needs to be done, Jonathan, and you did that. You know?
Exactly.
That's the bottom line.
Well, and the demonstrations speak for themselves. I mean, surrounding the Denver Mint had no message to it. And I asked them about that. What was the point of surrounding the Mint? And they said, well, you know, the economy is getting bad. And I said, well, the law states, according to when we went to the Mint and asked the security guard, that if you attempt to obstruct that fence or vandalize it or surround it, they can actually shoot you on sight. And they had a whole demonstration to surround angry radical protesters that surround that Mint, which is located right across the street from the jail where the police are setting up their headquarters.
And by the way, they love violence. They crave death, especially prior to the RNC. You know, they get something done at the DNC. You know what I'm saying? Then the RNC is, I mean, totally off limits. Let's say someone got shot and killed at the DMC protesting. There would be no chance of any kind of free speech whatsoever within a 5 to 10 mile radius of where they hold the RNC. I guarantee that. And, you know, it would just be out there to, you know, try to parade this false left-right paradigm in front of all of us saying, oh, look at the left. Look at the left. They can't even stop from acting like animals. You know, and then they'll, seriously, that's what they'll do. And they'll show, oh, see, this is why you need to be a Republican. Further ingraining Republican, Democrat, conservative, liberal into people's minds when we are about freedom, we are about the Constitution, we are about the Bill of Rights and being a free humanity. I don't know about you, but I was actually ecstatic with the fact that the Supreme Court ruled that habeas corpus is still in effect. And then you see fearmongers like Newt Gingrich and McCain come out and say, oh, now a U.S. city is going to blow up and it's on their heads. And this is the worst decision ever. It sounds pretty suspect to me. By the way, folks, I'm going to be taking your call, so hopefully in the next segment, Jonathan and I will be answering questions for you. But why don't you tell people, at least in your area, how they can get involved in We Are Change? Because these are the groups that are having an effect, Jonathan. These are the groups that are on the front lines. These are the groups that are handing out DVDs that aren't cowering towards the jackboot officers that are saying, you don't have a right to hand out no DVDs. You're peddling. You're a peddler. So how can we join?
Oh, we have WeAreChangeColorado.org, which is the activist front. TruthAlliance.net, which is working on tons of projects right now. I know we have a new We Are Change hub site. The actual just WeAreChange.org site is being redone by Truth Alliance. It looks phenomenal. I've already seen it. Hopefully that'll be done soon.
Excellent.
They're working on a United Peace and Justice, a peace march for the first responders and family members to get something visual to get attention to 9/11. So I know there's a lot of stuff going on. We have projects up and down that we're trying to finish. I have a film, Core of Corruption, that's going to be coming out soon, hopefully. And, there's always something going on. Handing out DVDs, we have massive 800 to 1,000 DVDs we hand out a week in Colorado. So we know we're hitting them, and we're hitting them hard. What's interesting, I wanted to mention, We're actually in our own struggle with Alliance for Real Democracy. They've banned We Are Change from being a part of them because we blew the whistle on violent protests and caused a bunch of people to work actually overtime to get grants and stuff. So they don't like us. And so we're trying to figure out why we're the group that blew the whistle so that people could be peaceful. And anyways, it's really weird. So we're starting to look at this in. Hopefully people get the message. Look, if it's not one group, it'll be another, or it'll be an individual. Someone's going to plan something to make us look bad. So we got to keep our head up, and we got to look for this stuff, and we can't expel anybody.
That's right. PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com are the websites. Remember, 9/11 Truth Rising coming your way July 4th. We'll be back after this. It is the Alex Jones Show. Thank you.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of June, visit GasFreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit GasFreedom.info. That's GasFreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official Fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right.
All right, folks, it's the Alex Jones Show. We're back. I got Jonathan Elinoff from We Are Change Colorado on the line, and we're going to go to your phone calls. Bunch of California calls to go to. Sunny California. Let me tell you, sunny Texas is ultra hot. I step outside, it's 100 plus. I'm dying out here. I can't wait to get back to New York. I can't lie. Before we get back into things and taking your calls, I just want to let everybody know about eFoods Direct. The only sure thing about the future is there is no sure thing. Storing food for your family is one of the most prudent actions you can take. No one knows what can or will affect the functioning of society or food distribution. Well, I do know that out in New York, they're rationing how much rice you can buy at BJ's Wholesale Club and Sam's Club, and it's crazy. 3 bags of rice per visit, that's just un-American. With stored food, you eliminate the worry. Our biggest sponsor, which is eFoods Direct, is the longest continually operating storable foods company in the United States today. These are the experts, guys. Be prepared and give eFoods Direct a call at 1-800-409-5633. That's 1-800-409-5633. Or click on the huge banner at the very top of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Act now while you still have the freedom to choose. Now, again, folks, Truth Rising coming your way. Obviously, Fabled Enemies will be done at the end of the summer. We're looking at a late August, early September release date for that. I'm stoked. If you want to get to know me or a little bit more about me, you can go to myspace.com/Jason Burmis. I do read everything I get. I don't always respond, guys. I do get a lot of messages. But some of the very stories I talked about today, for instance, that Australian database, were tips that somebody sent me over on my MySpace. So I encourage you to go over there, check it out, and give me a little email. I do respond sometimes. So let's go to phone calls. Remember, I am with Jonathan Elinoff of We Are Change Colorado, somebody who actually made a difference, folks. Somebody who didn't say, I can't do anything, I have no power. He actually has incredible power, just like all of us do. Let's go to Chris in California. Chris, are you with us?
Yes, how you doing, Jason?
Good, man. How you doing?
Not bad, not bad. I was actually calling in regards to one of your previous segments when you were talking about health concerns and Dennis Kucinich you brought up.
Okay.
And, you know, the more research I've done about this guy, you know, the more I like him. You know, I've actually noticed that in 2001, it looks like he introduced a bill to the House called the Space Preservation Act.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're familiar with it, but, you know.
I'm not quite familiar with it. What is it, all against militarizing space?
Yeah, you know, it talks about banning chemtrails, electronic, psychotronic information weapons.
You know, I'm glad that you just mentioned chemtrails, because this is something I didn't mention yet, but Beck, the musical artist, has a new song entitled Chemtrails. And he's like, look up into the sky, you know, what's going on, where did all the people go, and it's just very interesting. We got a tip from that, but continue.
Yeah, I was just wondering, you know, it's kind of odd that you know, I've never heard anyone ask him about this this bill that he's presented.
Well, I'd definitely love to engage him on it. I mean, I'm just stoked that the guy came on Alex Jones and said,
definitely,
you know, if they let these 35 articles of impeachment just kind of wade in the water, they don't act on them, I'm going to stand on the floor for 8+ hours and put out 60+ articles of impeachment. Now, I watched on and off because, again, this was over 3 hours, his 35 articles of impeachment. Thanks to Justin Martell of Student Scholars for 9/11 Truth. He let me know as soon as it started happening. I went and started taping it. But the cojones on this guy. I mean, he was listing everything from illegal wiretapping and surveillance to 9/11 to Gitmo prisoners to torture. I mean, he really laid it down. And he's number one right now. He is the number one guy seeking truth in office. You know, I still love Cynthia McKinney. I still love Ron Paul. But this is the guy asking the hard questions, and he's pressing on, man. Look at Kucinich. He's not a big man of stature, yet he has incredible power, even though the mainstream media ignores him, Chris.
Definitely. Yeah, you know, actually, he was on, was it on Friday with Alex, I think?
It was either Thursday or Friday. It was a big day for radio. It was him, Nader, others. I mean, it was big.
Yeah, and he was saying that, you know, he'd like to come back on next couple of weeks, and, you know, I'd just like to maybe get someone to ask him, you know, about the Space Preservation Act or maybe chemtrails.
Sure. I will keep that in mind, and I will lay that down on the producers. Hopefully we can book him. He is a tough guest to book, but we thank him for his courage. Thanks for the call, Chris. Let's jump to Martin in California. Martin, are you with us?
Jonathan, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
I heard the last part of Mark's interview. Did he say that Michael Reagan is not in town, that he was leaving town today or something?
Yeah, he's going out of the country. He's going to be doing his radio show, but it's all going to be recorded, supposedly. And that's why Mark Dice was recorded. Hey, I encourage people to listen to it and check it out, man, because I want to see what he has to say. This guy should not get away with threatening us with death. Anything else, Martin?
Yeah, I got in to Clear Channel today, and I got on the air with the story about Mark.
Stay right there. We're going to come back. It's the Alex Jones Show.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times, in the last days, many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark an implanted chip, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Some believe these things are in the future. Others believe that it's in the past. 1 John states, the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth? And what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's word for the truth? Friends, these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the beast, and its mark, write to The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 888-211-1715. That's 888-211-1715.
Attention GCN listeners, would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When John McCain was asked whether or not he'd be interested in Cheney in his administration, he said, "I don't know if I would want him as a vice president. He and I have the same strengths," which is evil, obviously. But to serve in other capacities? Hell yeah! Hell yeah! Oh, McCain, you're just such a puppet. It's unbelievable. We got Jonathan Elenoff from We Are Change Colorado with us. And remember, they do some great things over there. Jonathan also posts blogs over at my little site, loosechange911.com. And I'd like to encourage everybody to go to loosechangethefinalcut.com. And get a couple copies of the film. Perhaps, you know, make 10 or 20 copies from that copy that you buy and hand them out. Because we are in an information war, especially when they're trying to arrest us for giving out that free information. We have Martin from California on the line. And you were saying how you got through to Clear Channel this morning?
Yeah, well, first off, we scheduled a protest to Michael Reagan today, but I didn't know he was going to be out of town. What do you think? Would you still do it, or you think we should wait till he comes back?
No, definitely do it, man. Go down there and make sure that they know that it's not cool to hire somebody who called for the murder of American citizens. And
right.
the shooting deaths of American citizens. Look, I rock an Investigate 9/11 shirt, or a 9/11 was an inside job shirt, or, you know, and you know, question 9/11 truth. Now, I wear that stuff 2-3 times a week. The last thing I need to do is to be walking down the street and one of Reagan's crazed listeners come up and shoot me. Okay? I don't need that.
Right.
I don't need it for being somebody who believes in the truth, for expressing my free speech, for trying to spread the message. I you know what? I don't need to get capped in the head by some crazy. So
right. Well, and Michael Reagan, the thing about Michael Reagan is, you know, we have to remember, you know, his show, on his site, you can go and see his producer, his phone number's on the site, the fax is there, all the P.O. boxes. If you guys want to contact him, I encourage people to contact him and voice your opinions to this guy. You have to remember, his stepfather, Ronald Reagan, launched the DEA, created the false war on drugs in ever-expanding prison industrial complex at the same time Iran-Contra was going on. So we have to remember, Michael Reagan's the last one to talk about treason or anything along the terms of traitor. His father was investigated for treason while drugs were being brought into this country under his years. He created the war on drugs. I mean, you can't get any more treasonous than that.
Not only that, but this guy, listen, this guy is a spoiled rich kid who thinks he's above the law because he was the president's son. That's the bottom line. This guy feels like he's beyond reproach. I mean, that's the real deal. I guarantee that's how he feels. He lived a life of privilege. His father was the president. He got away with everything and anything he ever wanted to do. So he really thinks he has carte blanche to say whatever he wants. And if he calls for our murders, that's okay, because he's part of the elite. At least he thinks he is. He's not really part of the elite. He's such a lower echelon.
He's a wannabe.
Yeah, he's a wannabe. He's a wannabe for sure, Martin. Look, go down there. I totally encourage you, man. And let us know how it goes. Post it on YouTube. I thank you for the call. Let's jump. Man, we got so many California calls. Let's jump to Josh in Hollywood. Hollywood, California. Josh, you're with us. Josh, you there?
I'm here. Hang on a second.
All right. Little phone issues. All right, Jonathan. Or not Jonathan. Josh, what do you want to talk about? Yes.
That was a quick jump, bro. How you doing today?
Good, man. Good.
Can't hear you. Hang on. I'm having some
All
fun.
Right. Oh, live radio. Are you there? Can you hear us?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. So what do you want to talk about, Josh?
Oh, not much. I just wanted to say good job to everybody. It's just nice to see that there's people out there doing stuff. And, hopefully we can turn this thing around. It's going to take a lot of us. I'm very frustrated, actually. I'm a college student, and one of the topics that comes up often, no matter what class it is, whether it's philosophy or one of my courses for my major, there's often war on terror, preemptive attacks, and this sort of stuff. And some of the responses that some of the students are giving are just chilling. It's like they didn't pay attention in their high school civics class. They didn't pay attention in their high school history class. They don't understand why the government doesn't have a right to know what you're doing in your home, why you have a right to privacy, why you have a right to free speech, why you have a right to bear arms. People are afraid of weapons now rather than being glad that they can have them to defend themselves against people who have something else. You know,
well,
it's just...
Well, let me say this, man. Josh, I mean, let's be honest.
It's nice to see people out there actually doing something about it and showing people that, hey, you know, this isn't right.
Yeah, no, I'm with you there, but let's be honest. I mean, civics is dead. I mean, civics class, I didn't even have civics class, and I was in high school 10 years ago. You know, 10-plus years ago now. I just went to my 10th anniversary.
I thought that it was a federal requirement to have a civics class. Maybe that was a state requirement, but I thought that the whole country was required to have a course in
government. I remember when I did take a course in government, but it wasn't called civics, and it was a half-a-semester course, and then I took youth and justice, which was also, I guess, kind of like a civics course, but not really. But really, the meat of what I did take that gave me any kind of education on the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the laws, is that I took advanced placement history for college credit out of SUNY Albany in high school. And really, that's about it for me. I mean, maybe youth and justice, maybe government, but now, I mean, people just are not taught that you are a free human being, that they don't have the right to come in and approach you and demand information and things from you. That's the Fourth Amendment. We have the right to be secure in our persons and our property. And you don't see that anymore.
And that's legally speaking. I mean, just as a man, as a human being, nobody's got that right anyway. I don't need a piece of paper to tell me that I have those rights. Those rights are mine, and if people don't want to give me those rights, then I will take those rights for myself. Live free or die, it says on the New Hampshire license plate. And when I was a kid, I always thought that was kind of... I didn't really understand it until about a few years ago, and now I understand what it means. And that's my attitude. And if people, I don't know what the hell they're thinking. I mean, if you look at history and you look at what happens when you appease government, when you appease tyrants, or even when you appease the bully on the playground. I mean, because most people aren't really ahead They're about 5 years ahead of a monkey squabble, socially speaking. I mean, let's be honest. We develop the most in our 1 to 5 years as a child when we're 1 to 5 years old. Okay, we're 5 years ahead of a monkey squabble, and everything that happens in society you can see on the playground. And if you really look at society and you really understand it, and you sit there and you watch C-SPAN, you listen to these people talk, you know, they use some fancy words, their articulation and diction's a little bit better than the guy down the street, but it's really not all that different. And the sooner that people wake up and realize that it's the blind leading the blind, the emperor has no clothes, and it's not a conspiracy. You know, people always jump out, no, it's a conspiracy. It's not a conspiracy. It's the way that it is. The sun's out. You know, this person's doing this thing, that person's doing that thing. Human nature's the way that it is. And with 24 types of human nervous system, I'd say that there's 24 conspiracies afoot at any one time.
Well, I'm with you. I'm with you 110%,
Josh. That's all I got to say. I hope everybody keeps up the good work. And I hope that we can all somehow coordinate this, because we're all kind of working on different things and we're all kind of hitting different angles. And I just hope that we can all come together and make this great again.
All right, man. I thank you for the call, Josh. I'm with him. I mean, I hope that we can gear up and organize. I worry about centralization because, you know, once you do that, you make it a lot easier to infiltrate, Jonathan. You make it a lot easier for some type of a COINTELPRO operation to be a little bit more effective. But at
right.
some point, we will have to organize all of these groups together, all the great groups, the groups like We Are Change, the groups like TruthAction.org, the groups like Student Scholars for 9/11 Truth, you know, Veterans for 9/11 Truth, people that are really concerned. Go ahead.
We do have a temporary system that Jason and I, Jason Charles of our Truth Alliance, you know, are trying to promote, which is over at TruthAlliance.net, we have a new feature that they paid for and built out called, under their profiles. And what we're trying to do is get people to sign up, create a little profile, just like Facebook or MySpace or anything like that, except for this is for the Truther movement. And basically we're going to create newsletters, and it's We Are Change, it's 9/11 Truth, it's Info Warriors. We only got about 170 members so far.
And by the way, there's also another social networking thing out there with LoneLantern.org and Gary Franchi.
Right.
In fact, I should get a hold of him because
right.
he's put that together, and I haven't really checked it out. And LoneLantern.org is really another one of those organizations that is out on the forefront. And folks, I mean, please, go to PrisonPlanet.com. Go to Infowars.com. Find the most hard-hitting articles and then send them to 15 or 20 friends. I mean, there's 15 hard-hitting articles on those sites daily.
Well, get the DVDs. Order the DVDs. I tell people, you know, some of the best stuff. You know, when I saw Terror Storm, I'm not going to lie to you, I didn't know anything about what went on in the 7/7 bombings in London.
Uh-huh.
I knew nothing. Uh-huh. And Alex Jones opened me up to a whole world of the history of false flag terrorism, and it changed my life forever. And everyone I've ever handed a Terror Storm to, same thing. I've never had a negative response from that. Everyone wakes up immediately. And what's really interesting with the older generations is you get people to come back and tell you, oh, yeah, you know, this is just another chapter in a long history of treason that these guys have been doing. They were involved in Kennedy, they were Watergate, Iran-Contra.
Some of them know about Gladio. I mean, yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy, but that's how we have to do it. Let's take some more calls, Jonathan. Let's go to Rob in Minnesota. Rob, are you with us?
Hi, Jason. How you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
Pretty good. I was kind of calling in a little off-topic of what the other callers were talking about, but
sure.
I have, you know, how the state and how it kind of starts in schools.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Kind of like how the police state is really starting in schools now.
And you're talking about really grade schools, you know, kindergarten through 12. Just like I just said, in Australia, they literally have a database of every student and their goals, their career opportunities, their grades. We have cameras going up in all of these schools. And, you know, they also run a lot of drills. I mean, you sound like a young guy. What are you, in high school right now?
I'm going into sophomore year. I recently posted this video on YouTube because I was just simply talking, and I was then written up for what was they cited as disrespect.
Mm-hmm.
So then I asked them why I was being written up, and it was a simple question of authority, and they called the police in.
Oh, wait, you MySpace me, right? You MySpace me a couple times. Yeah, I mean, it's incredible to me that they would call the police on a student for speaking up, but not really. I mean, I got to tell you, even when I was in school, we had these all of a sudden code red would come out over the loudspeakers. They literally locked down the, and this is a small school, man. I graduated with 55 people, okay? My entire high school had about 300 people. And they locked down the rooms, they brought in the drug-sniffing dogs, and they parade around as our saviors. You know, total police state. And you're right, you don't have free speech anymore in this country, especially in a classroom. If you look what happened to that Japanese teacher recently, you know, he talked about 9/11 being an inside job with his students, and he was forced to make a public apology to the PTA. Now, you were written up, the police come in. Explain it to me. What do the police even say to you at this point? What do? They take you down to the office like you're the bad guy and interrogate you?
It was about 3:20, and school gets out at 3:18. I've already got all my school supplies, and I'm already right next to the exit, and here comes a police officer with one of the school officials, and she comes up to me, and she goes, you're going to have to come with me now. And I just simply ask the simple questions, what am I being detained for? Am I free to go? What did I do? She didn't answer them. And then I said, why are you detaining me? She didn't answer them. She just told me, if you don't come with me, I'm going to put you in handcuffs. Stop any further.
So where does this go? I mean, did your parents come down? Did they charge you with anything? Did they try to write you a ticket? Or did they just kind of really try to scare you? Because that's their thing. They want to make you fear them. They're the authority.
Mostly scare tactics, because they held me in there for about an hour trying to tell me, you know, like, you're not going to go anywhere with this. You're not getting anything accomplished with this. They didn't contact my parents. If it weren't for a friend telling my parents, they wouldn't be there. They're trying to use scare tactics to get me. They basically wanted to get me to, you know, they want you to give up your civil liberties once you come into the school.
Bow down before your leaders. I'm hoping your parents, you know, filed a complaint, said they don't like this, called the administrator, called the principal, something. Are they?
Yeah,
do your parents
yeah.
not just get it? Do they get it yet? You're a young guy. You seem to get it. They don't get it, do they?
No, my parents definitely get it. I got in contact with Luke Radelski recently, and my parents are gonna call him up, and we're trying to work on something like kind of like flooding the phone lines in, because you know there's really. They need to just get the message that they can't keep doing this, whether it's over now, but, you know, they just cannot keep instilling the police state. So
it's not over, buddy. You know what? If we want our freedom, it's never going to be over. We're going to have to fight this tyranny. We're going to have to press on. I love what you're doing, man. I hope that Luke can help you out. He's a good person to get in touch with. God bless you and your parents. Rob, I thank you for the call. Check in with me on MySpace. I'm going to be hosting all week. Any developments, we'll have you on for a 15-minute segment. We should really get him on anyway. All right, let's jump to another caller. Let's jump to Joe in Pennsylvania. Joe, are you with us?
Yeah, how you doing there, guys?
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I got a few subjects that I've been wanting to talk about. First,
sure.
I called Friday when I was listening to that thing about Mike Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
First thing I did was call his radio show.
Mm-hmm.
Got the answering machine, of course, and I said, you're going to need more than one bullet. I said, you're going to need millions. I said, you got one marked with my name on it because there's a lot of us out here. But anyway,
well, Mike Reagan has no idea what he's doing. He's drawing a line in the sand, and he cannot fight a battle that he has no idea who's on the other side. There are so many people in this movement that will pursue him now legally. He's going to be harassed the rest of his life for saying that.
He kicked himself in the teeth.
Talk about treason.
He kicked himself in the teeth, you know?
No, I agree. I mean, he doesn't even know what he's opened. It hasn't even been a week on yet that he said these things. And when it is a week on, he's going to start feeling it. A month on, he's really going to start feeling it. And if we do this thing right, a year from now, when he's in court, he's really going to feel it. And he's going to feel it in the place that affects a guy like him the most, in his wallet.
Mm-hmm. Another thing, I don't know if you guys saw this or not. It was a piece on MSNBC. You were talking about they're monitoring the food we eat and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us what we can eat and what we can't. Over in Japan, the government.
Yes, I did see this. They're actually, it's a 34-inch waistline.
30,
they're
33.5.
Yeah, it's actually unreal. Yeah, you can't have a 34-inch waistline in Japan. What they're going to do is they're going to measure it, and if you're over 33.5 inches, well, you're going to be put on a diet, and they're going to inspect you. You're going to have a little time to lose the weight, but if you don't lose the weight, you can be arrested, right? I mean, you literally go to jail for being fat in that country now.
Well, I read where it's 6 months, and then they'll start giving you financial penalties.
Listen, you can't make this stuff up. They're now trying to penalize people for being overweight. Total police state, total control. They'd love to have it here in America. They'd love it.
There was just one more thing, and that was Army Regulation 210-35. It was something Alex was talking about, about the prison inmate labor and the civilian inmate labor. If you Google that, Army Regulation 210-35.
Yeah, that means if you're in a wheelchair, you still have to work for them, right?
Well, I am in a wheelchair. I'm a quadriplegic.
Oh, my God. I'm
so,
sorry,
but anyway, it's it's civilian and inmate labor, and they're supposedly going to use the nonviolent criminals, but it literally says they don't get paid. You have to work. They work for them. But on another this last subject.
Hold on, Joe. Actually, hold over. We'll talk about that last subject on the other side. It's the Alex Jones Show. That's right, folks. They're enslaving you through private prisons.
Do you stay up late worrying about your teen driver? Do you need to know the exact location of a loved one or a company vehicle? What can you do if your vehicle becomes one of the thousands annually targeted for theft? Now you can log into your own personal website and view the exact location of your vehicle, stationary or moving, in real time, 24 hours a day. Introducing NowTrack, a revolutionary new GPS vehicle tracking device that requires no activation fee, no monthly fee, and no contract. Your NowTrack device is designed for self-installation discreetly in any vehicle using state-of-the-art GPS. Track your vehicle via the internet or text message in all 50 states, plus Canada, Mexico, and Puerto Rico. Priced at $359, your NowTrack device is shipped active with unlimited tracking for the first year. We offer free same-day shipping and a 30-day completely risk-free trial. Purchase your NowTrack anytime online at NowTrack.com. That's NowTrack.com. Or call us at 877-NOWTRACK. That's 877-669-8725.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. Germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Dice are loaded, everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows
the good guys lost.
Everybody knows the fight was fixed.
The poor stay poor, the rich get rich.
That's how it
goes.
unless you're ready to man up and take on the system.
Everybody knows.
You know, the fact that they're actually going to regulate what people can eat in another country reminds me of that sci-fi movie The Island, where they got all these clones. They don't know they're clones. They're basically going to be there to have their organs harvested, another lovely thing that goes on over in China. Anyway, they're there as backups for their actual people to have their organs basically harvested. They're nothing but cattle to these people. And the real interesting thing about it is that they don't know it, but they're being regulated. They have to, you know, go to the bathroom every day, and they figure out what they're allowed to eat, and this guy's upset because he can't eat bacon, he can't eat this. And basically they're doing that to make you like a breed of a dog, you know, to tell you what you can and can't have, to control you further. And I'm so glad that Joe in Pennsylvania brought that up. Really good points you're bringing up, Joe. So why don't you bring up that final point with us?
Final point had to do with, it was a caller that had called before, and I was just curious, you know, I was on another radio talk show host, or talk show, and, you know, they had all these illegal immigrants out doing their march, half a million of them, and they had a, you know, black people did a million-man march, and I was just curious, our greatest, you know, to protect ourselves, you know, you guys have a lot of great groups, and I love Alex Jones. But if they're naive enough to think if they silence him, they're going to silence the movement, that's very naive. But my question is this, and I'm going to get off the phone after this so you guys can talk about it. What are the chances of just uniting us for a little while to make a huge march on Washington?
Well, I got to tell you, the best shot we got right now is Ron Paul. And you mentioned the million-man march or the million-more march happened a couple of years ago. And Farrakhan organize those things. Now, love him or hate him, Louis Farrakhan knows about 9/11. He's gone public about it. He knows about the power structure. He openly says that the real ruler of this planet is Satan.
Yes.
Okay? And love him or hate him, I think he's got a lot of good things today. Good things to say. And love him or hate him, he's one of the few guys that can get millions of people in force.
Well, like Alex said, let's drop our color, our religion, our race, our creed, whatever, and just unite under that one banner of freedom and truth.
I agree, man.
And,
I agree totally, and I hope we can do it. You know, I hope that thing is a success this summer. I know Ron Paul is now doing another convention, but you know what? I'm going to try to get in touch with Farrakhan. I've been in touch with his people before, and maybe he is the guy. You know, because it's by any means necessary to me, Joe, to get us out there, to let people know there are millions of us, that we want change, that we know about 9/11, and we want our Constitution and Bill of Rights back.
You're doing a great work, and I'm praying for all of you.
All right, thank you, Joe. What's your take on that, Jonathan? I mean, it's pretty much by any means necessary, as long as we are peaceful about it, correct?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the funny thing about China, communist China, is Bush, of course, remember, made them most favored nation in 2002, and that was still during the time that they had the one-child policy, and they were killing you know, female babies and all kinds of things, and we still have the struggle with Tibet and Burma.
Well, that's what they want here. That's the whole implementation of this green movement and this carbon tax. It's to make you feel bad for living your life, for having a family, for having two cars, for having a big house. We're the culprits, folks. Listen, we're going to take your calls in the final hour. I want to let everybody know. Live streaming video over at prisonplanet.tv. Right now, remember, Truth Rising coming to PrisonPlanet.tv July 4th. MySpace.com/Jason Burmis is where you can get at me. We'll be back after this. It is The Alex Jones Show.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.